Hi, friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the latest Sips of Sunshine podcast. As always, I love you all for listening and being a part of this fun adventure. And anyway, super cool. I'm going to keep today's podcast pretty brief and touch on something that I've really needed to touch on today. This is, you know, I've always said this podcast is not for me just to sit here and ramble on about my life, but to just kind of talk through things and share different ways of looking at things together. And what I can tell you for sure is every single thing I talk about and write about in my blog is something that I personally, you know, am dealing with in some way or another. Self-acceptance, not, you know, coming from a place of abundance and not lack, you know, self-confidence, things like that. Like, none of this is to preach and tell you how to do it. This is honestly just like me and you doing it together and just kind of a fun place to share. So today's podcast is near and dear to my heart today. And the subject of it is from one of my blog posts from earlier this year called "What If We Obsessed Over the Positive?" And the reason I want to do this podcast tonight, I'm doing it before I go to bed because I also just kind of need to quiet my mind, is this has been a rough week for me. I've had a couple of personal relationships that were not meant to last, but kind of like come to an end. And, you know, even when things aren't meant to last, endings can still be, you know, a little bit of a moment. I've got some other things going on financially. Last year was a really brutal year for me financially with some things going on with the sale of my home, and I had a surgery and things like that. So just some personal financial stress. And then, you know, I'm doing a TEDx talk in about 2.5 weeks, and today it just sort of seemed to hit me, and I'm starting to have some anxiety over it. I'm, you know, the confident girl that I feel like I am most days has apparently gone on a little vacation, and I've been left today with a girl who has anxiety and self-doubt. And rather than picturing myself up on the stage confidently giving this talk that I feel so passionate and strong about, I picture myself up there just freezing up and running off the stage. And I know it's not going to happen, and this is normal, but so I need to obsess over the positive and not the negative. It's been a little bit of a 1-2 punch kind of week. And so that's the topic for today. And I'm hoping we can talk through this together. And if there's something going on in your life right now, I'm going to ask you to, I want you to think about it. Something that maybe kept you up, you know, one night over the past couple of weeks, whether it's personal or financial or spiritual, something that you've noticed your brain keeps sort of diverting to in quiet moments. It's crazy, right? That negative things, we do a phenomenal job of just focusing in on, right? I mean, tossing and turning in bed for hours, replaying a conversation or a moment, or coming up with a worst case doomsday scenario for something that honestly likely probably won't happen. Or if it does happen, isn't going to be nearly as doomsday as we think it is. And so earlier this year, I had written this blog post about obsessing over the positive. I sort of had an aha moment. I was laying in bed one night thinking about something that had happened that day that I couldn't get my mind to leave alone. And truly, it was like a loop, right? It was just some sort of like probably a 10-second interaction where I still remember what happened. It was, I said something to a very good friend of mine that I did not mean to be offensive at all. It was just a misunderstanding, but she was offended. And it was just truly a misunderstanding. laid in bed for probably 2 hours with that moment just looping in my mind, and I couldn't sleep, and it was just crazy, right? And I could feel my blood pressure rising. I could feel my heart pounding, and I was coming up with this, like, you know, crazy just scenario in my head. Like I said, very, very doomsday. What's also funny about that is, like, in the light of morning, all of the intensity and fear that I had around that thing, that interaction was gone. It was like, oh my gosh, that was so silly. I remember years and years ago, I went through a pretty crazy time in my 20s where I'd switched birth control. And unbeknownst to me, the new birth control I went on did a number on my hormones, and basically spiraled me into like a 6 month really, really dark depression. And I didn't know what was wrong. All I knew was one day I was fine and the next day I wasn't. And I went to doctor after doctor, and they kept trying to put me on antidepressants. And I just kept saying, I was like, I'm not depressed. Like, I woke up like this one day, like, and I was like 23 at the time. I mean, this was so long ago, but I still remember it so vividly. And I remember talking to my mom one day and saying this, like, Mom, you know, in the middle of the night, I just lay there and I'm sweating and my heart is racing and I'm just ruminating on this, like, worst case scenario thing. And I remember my mom said, everything is bigger and scarier in the middle of the night. And I remind myself of that when I do have those tossing and turning nights, that for some reason, I don't know what it is about the middle of the night, but your thoughts are like bigger and scarier. And you just, it's crazy. Like in the light of the morning, my brain, it's like, it doesn't even, like, that space doesn't even exist. So anyway, when I was laying there, you know, tossing and turning about this interaction, it made me think, like, what if we put that same passion and intensity and headspace into telling ourselves a good story over and over again? I legitimately mean it when I say I don't think I've ever laid in bed at night and obsessed over something that made me smile that day, or a success I had, or an exciting dream that was about to come true. You know, I remember several weeks ago, I was laying in bed at night checking my email, which you should never do, by the way. Again, not the model for healthy living here, just trying to figure this out together, guys. But I'm laying in bed and I go to my Gmail, because I don't check it as often as my work email. I go to my Gmail and there's the email telling me I've been chosen for this TEDx talk. And I sat up and my heart pounded and I thought, oh my God, oh, like, this is happening. Oh my God, I made it. I got chosen, like, lifelong dream. This is happening. And then I turned my phone off and I went to bed. And I thought, how crazy though, right? Because if that had been something else, if that had been maybe a, you know, a work email with some news that I wasn't hoping for, or, you know, or maybe it was an email telling me I hadn't been chosen for the talk and thanking me for my interest, I promise you, I would have tossed and turned and ruminated and, like, chewed on that thing. And yet somehow the good news, it was almost like, woo, good news, got to go to bed. So then I was remembering something I read a long, long time ago. And it said, your brain cannot think two thoughts at the same time. You can jump from thought to thought super, super fast, but you can't think two different thoughts at the same time. And so then I kind of had this aha moment that was like, okay, I've got two things here. Number one is, why don't you obsess over the positive? Why don't you lay there in bed at night and spend 20 minutes replaying that amazing moment that you had that day or that week, or that great news you just got that's going to be something super exciting that you've been hoping for, you know? And then also, it reminded me that in those moments where your brain goes to that thing, maybe you got an unexpected medical bill or a bill. Can you tell I'm speaking from personal experience? I got a really big medical bill. By the way, you can negotiate medical bills and Google it, but just don't ever pay a full medical bill without at least looking at your options first. But like, sorry, I was like, this is real life, right? So anyway, maybe you're... hypothetically, maybe you're laying in bed at night wondering how you're going to pay thousands of dollars in medical bills. I don't know, just saying. But you know, when you have that moment, when you feel it and you know when it's happening, you know, it's when you shut off the lights and everything is quiet. And then your brain's like, hold up, wait a minute. Let's remember that weird thing you said in a meeting today. Or let's remember that conversation with your ex-boyfriend. Like, oh my God, you know when it's happening. And so first thing I want you to do, and what I'm trying to do, is pull up something positive. And every day there is something positive. And it doesn't have to be from that day, right? It can just be anything. I don't even care. Positive. And then because you can't think two thoughts at the same time, consciously replay that positive moment again and again. Put it on a loop, an intentional loop. Because that negative one, it's just going to replay whether you like it or not, man. It's on like, it's just like on, it's zooming, it's going, and it's just your brain and it's happening and there's nothing you can do about it. The positive one, it's going to go once and it's going to want to stop. And you're going to go, nope, play it again, Sam. And you're going to do it again, play it again, Sam. And you're going to keep doing it. And I think there's something really cool about that, that you can sort of, I don't want to say, but like your brain, you know, kind of get like hack your brain and replace that negative thought with that positive thought and focus a lot on that positive thought, whatever it is. And I think that's a great start, you know, and look, the things are like negative thoughts are going to happen and you'd be super weird if you didn't have negative thoughts. But even if you could just like cut those negative thoughts by like a third and replace a third of those with positive thoughts, it's almost like a muscle, right? Like I say this a lot in my blog and my podcast. A lot of things we talk about here, like these aren't overnight sea changes. These are, it's almost like a workout, right? You don't do 10 push-ups and have like built, I don't even know, whatever, like biceps, triceps, lats. You know, you do 10 push-ups and you can't tell that you're any stronger. But then you do 10 more the next day and the next day and the next day. And then suddenly you kind of wake up one day and you're like, oh, dang, like looking good. And, you know, I think a lot of things, especially things with the brain, you know, are kind of in that space of like, it's like push-ups for your brain, where when those negative thoughts start to just make their way right in and set up house, you say like, hold up, I got a positive thought here. I can't think two thoughts at the same time. So you're going to have to move aside and I'm going to intentionally put this positive thought on a loop. And again, doesn't have to be like 100 and zero, guys. This could be 20% positive, you know, to start if that's where you are. That, you know, it could be, I don't care, 2% positive. Just like anything is better than nothing. And the more you do it, the more, you know how you have like, you have brain memory, you have muscle memory, like it'll get easier over time. So if you're listening to this today and you are going to go to bed tonight, there might be something that's on your mind and the kind of thing that you do play on that loop. I hope that this gives you a tool to use. It's reminded me of a tool because now that I've recorded this and I'm about to climb into bed, I'm not going to spend tonight panicking about the talk. I'm not going to spend tonight panicking about, you're not even panicking, I guess, but just replaying and giving more headspace to some relationship issues or financial things. You know, there's also a lot of positivity to replay and focus that energy on. And so that's it. This was kind of a short one, and but I hope it was tactical. I hope it was practical. And I would love your feedback. So you can email me anytime. It's Amy, A-M-Y, at sipsofsunshine.com. And if you listen to this podcast and it helped you out in any way, I'd love to hear that. Thanks, everyone. And until next time, have a great day. And as always, your life is meaningful and you're doing really cool stuff. I'm really proud of you. Bye.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.